11. From Woman Hollering Creek and Other Stories by Sandra Cisneros. What they don't understand about birthdays, and what they never tell you, is that when you're 11, you're also 10, and 9, and 8, and 7, and 6, and 5, and 4, and 3, and 2, and 1. And when you wake up on your 11th birthday, you expect to feel 11, but you don't. You open your eyes and everything's just like yesterday, only it's today, and you don't feel 11 at all. You feel like you're still 10. And you are, underneath the year that makes you 11. Like, some days you might say something stupid, and that's the part of you that's still 10. Or maybe some days you might need to sit on your mama's lap because you're scared, and that's the part of you that's 5. And maybe one day, when you're all grown up, maybe you will need to cry, like if you're 3. And that's okay. That's what I tell Mama when she's sad and needs to cry. Maybe she's feeling 3. Because the way you grow old is kind of like an onion, or like rings inside a tree trunk, or like my little wooden dolls that fit one inside the other, each year inside the next one. That's how being 11 years old is. You don't feel 11, not right away. It takes a few days, weeks even, sometimes even months, before you say 11 when they ask you. And you don't feel smart 11 until you're almost 12. That's the way it is.